Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. What's up, legends? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. This week's episode is a day late, so I apologize for that. It's been pretty busy lately with work and whatnot and traveling and stuff. We've just wrapped up the Keep It Cleaner tour yesterday, actually, in Sydney for the last show. And then we are off to Bali this Saturday for a week retreat. So there's plenty going on, but I wanted to get out this episode today. And this is a topic that I touched on last week through social media, and I got a good response from it. So basically what I want to talk about, and you would have seen from the title of today's episode, is how you can eat more over the weekends without sacrificing your fat loss and without going off the rails or derailing your progress that you've worked so hard for during the week. And this is all logical stuff. Like, it's very easy to figure out. It's very easy to understand. And you guys can calculate this for yourself at home. All you're going to need to make sure that you can do this method is to know on average how many calories you need to be taking in per day to have yourself in a calorie deficit, or you know, if you're at maintenance or whatever. Obviously, if we're talking about fat loss, then you need to be in at least a slight calorie deficit. So if you're in a calorie surplus, then this episode really isn't going to do you much help, unless you're just trying to kind of understand it for the next time you want to go on a fat loss phase. But how it's going to work is, you know, as I just said, we want to allow ourselves to be able to eat more on the weekends. Now, that may mean that we have one day which is higher calorie and higher carbs. We may have 2 days, you know, we could do three, but in the end of the day, if you're wanting to have that big spike in calories and or carbs, then you're probably only going to be able to do 1 or 2 days, really, unless you've got a lot of calories to work with and you don't want to eat too much during the week. But the way calorie and carb cycling works is it's really nothing special. It's not magic. It's all pretty basic stuff. And in the end of the day, it comes down to making sure that at the end of the week, your average calorie intake is the same as what it would be if you were having the same amount of calories each and every single day. So I think where people go wrong and have a misunderstanding is that they think that, you know, a refeed day or a high carb day, high calorie day is just an unplanned attack on calories, and you can just kind of go your hardest and eat whatever you want and have all the carbs. And that sounds really nice, but unfortunately, your body just doesn't work like that. And a lot of people out there do try that. And, you know, to some extent that may work if you're in a ridiculously low calorie deficit throughout the week or for multiple weeks, and then you have a blowout day, then, you know, in the following days, you're probably going to train a lot better. Your NEAT is going to be higher. You're going to be burning a lot more calories, a lot more energy. Your motivation is going to be higher. And you're most likely still going to be in a deficit because you've been kind of crash dieting up until that point anyway. So that's why that would work. You know, I think I've spoke about on the podcast before about why I'm not for cheat days, I guess, just untracked cheat days, because I just think they're the quickest way to derail your calorie deficit average for the week. And I've talked about this where we want to look at our calorie intake as an average over the span of a week, over multiple weeks, over a month, because your body doesn't work on a day-to-day basis. You can't just eat in a calorie deficit today and wake up tomorrow shredded. As much as that'd be fucking incredible, that's just not how it works. Just as if you have one bad meal or one day where you go way over your calories, you're not going to wake up the next day overweight. But what we can do is look at our calorie intake over the span of a week. Okay, so let's just use a very easy example of 2,000 calories per day. So for example, if I was trying to eat 2,000 calories per day to make sure that I was in a calorie deficit for the week, over the span of 7 days, that's 14,000 calories. Okay, so 7 days times 2,000 per day, 14,000 calories. Now, how I reach that end goal by the end of the week of 14,000 calories is completely up to me. But it can have a positive effect, especially as you start to get a little bit leaner, by distributing those calories a little differently and having days where that are higher than others or lower than others, working aligned with what your program is for that week, when you need the most energy, and also when you like the most calories, the most carbs, because, you know, most people do tend to enjoy going out for meals on the weekend, may go for a few drinks, You may just be sitting around at home and feel like eating more. You may be snacking a bit more because you're at home and you've got access to food, which you don't usually have throughout the day at work. And that's fine. That can all work out. So the process is actually very simple. And as I said, guys, at the start of this episode, today's going to be nice and short, but it's going to be something that you can implement straight away if you're in a calorie deficit and you're going to completely understand how to take control of this yourself, which is exactly how I go about all my coaching. And I spoke about this with someone the other day. It's not exactly the most scalable way to go about it when we talk about business, a business sense, but what my coaching does is give you complete control of your results, and you know what to do. You have the tools now to make sure that you can take control of your results and how you are going to approach your nutrition and training. So going way off track there, coming back. We're back. Okay, so we're using the example of 2,000 calories per day. You decide, you decide that you want to have 2 days over the weekend, or let's start with 2 days over the weekend where you would like to have more calories for that day, for those 2 days. So Saturday and Sunday, you'd like to eat more. How we are going to approach this is by simply reducing your calories from Monday to Friday. So each day, let's say we're going with the 2 day example. So we're probably going to have to take a bit more from the week if we really want to make a difference on the weekends. So from Monday to Friday, we're going to take 200 calories off our 2,000 calorie budget for the day. Okay, so over the span of the week, that's 1,000 calories. Okay, so we've taken 200 from 5 days. That's 1,000 calories that we now have in the bank. So on Saturday and Sunday, we have a couple of options. We can evenly distribute those 1,000 calories over 500 for 2 days each. Okay, so Saturday, we add an extra 500 calories on top of our initial 2,000. And on Sunday, we do the same thing. So instead of eating 2,000 per day, we're now having 2,500, which is quite a big bump. Now, if we use the example of 1 day, we could add that 1,000 extra calories to just one of those days. So from Monday to Friday, you're only having 1,800 calories because you've taken 200 from Monday to Friday from each day. But on Saturday, we'll take a step back there. So if you decide to go with 6 low days and 1 high day, then you're going to have even more room to move. So if you're taking 200 calories from every day, you've now got 1,200 calories to work with. If you're taking just 100 from each day, you've obviously got 600 calories to add on. But we're just literally adding that on to our initial intake of 2,000 for the day that we choose. So on Saturday, if we have 1,000 calories left over, now we have 3,000 calorie budget for that day, which is huge. That gives you so much more freedom to go and have meals out, to be able to have higher calorie meals, to be able to enjoy a few drinks and do things with your friends without stressing about it, but also by making sure that when Monday comes around, you're still on track and you still know that you're going to see results and that you've done, you know, everything in your power that week to make sure you're in a calorie deficit for the week and that you're going to be seeing progress on whatever your fat loss goal is, however quick you want to lose it and how much weight you want to lose. You are going to be able to do that. So as you can kind of see, it's not rocket science, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be more carbs on those higher calorie days. It can just be more calories. So I'm a pretty big advocate, especially lately when it's not as strict as well, is just tracking your calorie intake and your protein minimum. Now, this is an extremely effective way of seeing progress, whether you're going for fat loss, maintenance, or muscle growth and trying to put on size and weight. Tracking just your calorie intake and your protein minimum is a fantastic way to see results. Okay, fantastic. So, this is the easiest way to set up your calorie or carb cycling. It's not rocket science. Everybody can do it. It can be quite effective. Now, some of the positive effects of that, aside from the fact that you get to eat more on the weekends, which is what I've labeled today's episode, is that in the days following, you're most likely going to have a lot more energy. So your training sessions will be more efficient, more effective. You'll expend more energy. Okay, so you're getting rid of more calories. You're burning more calories and more energy. You're probably lifting heavier weights, so you're setting PBs maybe, or you're progressively overloading your training, which is obviously extremely important with our training. Not only that, your daily NEATs, so just the exercise that you do that's kind of not on purpose, I guess is the best way to explain that. I always struggle to explain NEAT, but things like taking the stairs or fidgeting at your desk or walking from your car to work instead of getting, you know, the tram or whatever it may be, these things all add up. Okay, they all add up. And then lastly, well, not lastly, there's a few other benefits as well, but the other main one I wanted to touch on is the mental benefit of it as well. So if you know, Monday to Friday, you're in a deficit, you know, you're losing fat, it's hard, you got to stick to your macros. But knowing that at the end of the week, you can have a couple of days or one day where you can just have a lot more food, it gives you something to look forward to. And it's going to be much more likely that you stick to that process for a longer period of time if you know that there's kind of light at the end of the tunnel at each week, and it's going to be more sustainable. And that's what I, you know that everything that I try and do with my nutrition and training is sustainable for the individual who is doing it. Because if it's not, then it's a waste of time. Okay, so that's, in my opinion, that's the most effective way to go about it in regards to calorie, carb, cycling. So it's very easy. If you need some more clarification on this, feel free to let me know. Just make sure that, you know, in the end of the day, the most important bits is your calorie intake, your protein minimum, and still aiming to get 80 to 90% of your calories from nutrient dense whole foods. Other than that, guys, you are going to see progress. Make sure you're in a deficit. If you don't know how many calories you should be having per day, I'll have the macro calculator on my site in the show notes below for you to go and check out, and you can go and suss that out. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. If you've taken some value from this episode, I'd love for you to take a screenshot of today's show and post it up on your Instagram story. I really appreciate you tuning in. It does mean a lot to me, your support. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm really looking forward to bringing you another episode next week.